Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Well, it's good to hear that sound as always. And hey, as always, family, I welcome you to PCP Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful and informative show. You know, I'm going to step a little bit off the box today and talk about something that's a little near and dear to my heart, especially right now. And as we get into this little piece today, I hope that, we'll have some callers. Somebody give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We'd love to hear from you and love to hear some of your thoughts on what we're talking about today. And hopefully we'll have a couple of our celebrity guest parents to call in and share a little something with us. Because, it was all made possible through them, through their guidance, through their support, and, just them being the people that they are, the wonderful people that they are. Well, last few times I went through and didn't give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, any props. So I got to go ahead and play my song one time. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Keith shared that wonderful little piece with us as he said he was making smart cool. That's how he do. It's always a wonderful and beautiful thing for our children to accomplish their missions and their goals, and get the opportunity to live their dream out or fulfill some of their dreams that they have in life at a young age. And as they start out at a young age and these dreams are being fulfilled, oh, man, just think about the wonderful life that they're going to have, once they fully reach adulthood. And what I mean by that, fully reach adulthood, they're young men, some of them in the age of, 23, 24, 25. But we all know as parents that they don't fully reach that adulthood until, they get to the age above 25 and have taken on some responsibilities in life and started to develop and grow into some things, But what we're going to talk about here today, and hopefully it'll be a little eye-opener. As always, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll slow that down for you, 646-929-2416. Love to hear from you and see what's on your mind, because we're going to talk about the NBA pre-draft process and some of the things that parents should be aware of and some of the things that parents are, you know, some of the things that parents are exposed to during that time period. And where are you in that whole process, parents? You know, that's my real true question. Where are you in that whole process? You know, if that time ever comes, you know, and I know it happens to a very small percentage, but if that time ever comes, where are you in that process? Well, I like to think that if that time comes and when that time comes, you are heavily engaged and you are involved in that process. You being proactive advocate for your child all these years, all these months, all these days, you continue that on, that support, and ensure that they fulfill their dream to the fullest. So, you know, I started out talking about the journey as your child prepares for becoming a professional athlete. You know, professional athlete simply means that at this point, you know, when they're doing something that they enjoy, they're now getting paid for it. You know, they're getting paid for it. And that's, believe it or not, the best part about that whole thing is that that's something that they truly enjoy. And that's the way I like to look at it. That's something that my child truly enjoys. He enjoys playing the game of basketball. You know, he has fun with playing the game of basketball. You know, it's like a game that he started playing at a very young age, and as he grew up, continued to play. And it's not something that he should be overtaxed with or stressed out over or anything to that fashion. It's just something that he should simply be able to enjoy, just like taking your bike outside and you riding your bicycle on a nice sunny day. You know, not an extremely hot day, I'd say a nice sunny day, where you have the opportunity to just get out there and ride and enjoy the air, and, you know, or any other little thing that you enjoy in life, man. So when your children have the opportunity to play sports at a professional level, again, it has to be something that they truly enjoy. And once they get to the professional level, although it's now became a job for them, but still they will get the most out of it if they truly enjoy it. You know, what should be our roles as parents? We continue on the same thing. We should be there to support them. We be there to guide them. We be there to aid them in their journey as they continue on, you know, their little quest. We have to. It's not something that we can step back from or something that we can just totally dismiss. We have to. We continue on same things that we've been doing, being there to support them. If we don't, then, you know, they may miss out on opportunities. We may miss out on opportunities. And as a result, it no longer becomes the fun part anymore because we have allowed that fun to get away from it. And now all these other added things have taken over their fun time. And we as parents have, I would say we have let them down at that point. Well, you know, I'm just so passionate about anything that deals with the support of our children. What is the true key to success? I think I've probably said it several times over already and will continue to say it. You know, I think the key to success is something that they enjoy. If they do not enjoy it, then, you know, they need to move on. And once you find that, you know, that's just like becoming an entrepreneur and you find your niche. You know, once you find that niche and you know that that's something that you're truly passionate about and you enjoy and you just enjoy doing it just for the sake of doing it, and it's something that you will have been involved in and engaged in even if you wasn't receiving any compensation for it, it's just the joy of playing the game, being involved in the sport. Hey, that's a dream come true. That is truly a dream come true. Sean, should this task be taken on? You know, a few questions. I'm just going over these few questions that I put in the description, you know, on our show page. You know, should this task be taken on at the, you know, at the athlete being alone? No. Come on now. If you have had the opportunity to listen to any of my shows over the last couple of years, I've always have stressed the point of athletes having the support of parents. We that's something we can't avoid, man. Something we cannot avoid, something we cannot pass up, something we cannot just let go away without us adding some type of support. So we have to be supportive of the process. Have to. Not optional. It's a must. It is a must. Does your input have value? You know, some parents may think that no, you know, or they may try to stay out of the process. But just to know that you're still there, whether or not your child takes your information and runs with it or, you know, hear it, just to know that you're still there, I think that is a valuable, priceless piece of the puzzle, to know that you're still there. That's something that our children always treasure, you know, just to know that you're still there. Now, they may not always want you to still be there, but I think if you really, really, really look in inside of their hearts and their souls and their minds, you'll see that they always want us there to some degree. Now, whether or not they want our input, whole another story, but I think they always want us there. So your input and your support of their cause and their dream is always a plus. And we're going to step back for a second and go ahead and run Keith again and come back and finish up the rest of the show and see what other things that we're going to have on the plan. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the form, I'm out the pen, but I'm hate dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, we're back up. Okay, as you know, as I was saying, give us a call if you have, want to call into the show and talk about anything. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. It'll be interesting to hear some of your thoughts and you know, some of your comments, and especially if I have some of my parents out there that's been through the process and their child has went on to play professional sports, you know, share some of your experiences to let some of these other parents know, hey, this is a long time dream, not only for your child, but for you as well. And, you know, I guess it's even more so, the long time dream is a part of knowing that they are reaching their goals and their dreams. Not your goals. Let's be perfectly clear with that. It's not your goals or your dreams. It's their goals and their dreams, you know. So make sure that you have a full grasp on that and you don't take it for granted that, you know, it's all about you. Because, you know, that's a really sad part when sometimes we as parents get caught up in that myth, in that moment, and just look at it as thinking that our dream is being fulfilled through our children. No. Please don't do that. Don't do that. That's not fair to either yourself or your child, because then you attempt to take over a situation that you have no real involvement in, because your child's doing all this, you know, through his or her own personal experiences and through his or her own personal love, not through your love and your desires, through their own personal experiences and love. So give them that opportunity to fulfill their dreams through their eyes and through their vision. Well, like I said, give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. You know, I can think back to the time where, you know, it's been reported in the media, so I'm not saying anything that's new. You know, thinking back to the time where, you know, my son would go to school and start out with his little beanie on his head and, you know, two little gloves, especially if it's during the wintertime. You know, every day he would come back missing one of those three items. If he had two gloves and one little beanie on his head, and he'll come back missing one of the gloves, or he'll come back missing his beanie, or he'll come back missing the other glove, you know. And I just looked at that, and, you know, I was getting frustrated because I was like, okay, how are you just walking out of school and just leaving your clothes out? How do you even come outside? Or even if you went outside for a little playtime or whatever, if you went outside, all of a sudden you realize you only had one glove, so, you know, he was outside playing with one glove, or he was outside and his hands got cold, either or. But this was early on. This was like when he was, you know, about 4 years old, before he even started kindergarten, even when he got to the kindergarten days when this kind of sort of continued. But we had to bring this to a halt. And I think, you know, the funny part about it, it was brought to my attention by one of his teachers that what was going on, it was actually that he was taking his glove or his hat or whatever it was and balling it up and using it as a basketball. And he would throw it into anything that resembled a basket to him. You know, it could be a box sitting on the floor. It could be, you know, the garbage can. It could be a milk crate sitting up on the cabinet, you know, or open paper bag. If he think that that open paper bag had a big enough circumference, then he was going to use that paper bag as his rim. So he went on to do that. And then when I finally got a chance to, you know, get him involved in sports, you know, we were out in California and out there, you know, the population or, you know, the population that we were around, you know, heavily Mexican-American. And, you know, so a lot of them wasn't very tall. So, you know, he was one of the few tall kids that was actually on the team that he played on. And it was funny because it was two young men that were quite tall on this team. And the other young man just so happened to be named last name Scott as well. And, you know, they were actually looked at as twin towers because, you know, the team I had, for whatever reason or another, it ended up being a pretty good team. I had a couple kids that were slightly older. I think they were in a higher part of the age group. And very good ball handlers. So, you know, it was just either taking the shot or getting the ball into these two twin towers that I had, they will finish it off from there. But, you know, I think his first lesson in humility was when I had to actually rig a game, you know, as a parent, you know, because they had got to the point where they were thinking that they were unbeaten and, you know, they couldn't be beat. So they was walking around, you know, boasting about that. And, you know, they would do it, you know, to the other kids, whether or not they were at school or whether or not they was in the playground, you know, during recess or whatever. And I had to actually set it up so that they lost one of the games, you know, just to give them a little check. But they went on to, they did lose that game, but they went on to win the next few games, and as a result, finished out with the best record. And, you know, were the champions. But that little time where, you know, I set it up so that they did lose the game, I think it was like a good little check for all of them to say, hey, okay, at any given time, you can be beaten. You can be beaten. And they went on to all went on to play and had a good time. And, you know, it was a very memorable moment. Now, fast forward a few years, and again, you know, he's playing and now finally got a chance to play at the school level. Played middle school ball in 7th and 8th grade and wanted to play in the 9th grade, but took it for granted that, okay, I'm a pretty decent player and everybody likes what I'm able to do out there. So as a result, just took it upon himself to believe, well, I'm assuming that he took it upon himself to believe that, okay, hey, you know, I'm going to continue to play regardless. And we got to 9th grade, and as far as I was concerned, the grades wasn't right. If you're looking at trying to go on and play at the next level, then, of course, your grades should reflect as such. And his didn't. So, you know, had a little conversation. You know, at the time, he was also interested in playing volleyball because the volleyball coach approached him and asked him if he wanted to play volleyball. And I said, okay, fine, no problem. I said, but the minute that those grades slip, you know, you slip. You set your own path. You know, the grades slip, that means you're going to fall off the team. If you continue to have decent grades, then, okay, we won't have no problem. Grades started slipping. Volleyball coach sent me a note home. My response back to that volleyball coach was, sorry, coach, at this point, we should have already been monitoring his grades, and as a result, they have dropped down to the point of not being accepted by me. So as a result, he will no longer be playing. He will be watching the game from the sideline. So at that point, I think he took it upon himself to, pout. And I'm not really sure if he pouted, but I say, you know, it didn't benefit him the next few rest of the year and going into the next year where his grades were still suffering to some degree. But I continued on to support him and continued on to help him mature and grow. You know, so during the summer in between his freshman and sophomore year, we went to a number of basketball camps, clinics, things like that. And, you know, just like dangling the carrot over his head and saying, hey, here's the possibility. Here's your possibility. You know, if you really and truly enjoy this here and you like playing, then, hey, I'll support you. So coming into the, going into the 10th grade, he, I guess, made a conscious effort to get on track. But those grades wouldn't show up, and I wouldn't accept it until the end of the semester. You know, the weekly progress reports could be all well, fine, and dandy, but until the end of the semester, which wasn't until January, then, you know, you had no proof that we're on track. So it took him until January, and he ended up being the quarter, the videotaping of the game up until that point. And it was funny that just as he got ready to play his very first game, he had been out practicing with the team, and you know, the reporter, news reporter, local news reporter reported that, hey, you know, one of the best kids in the school has attended every game but hasn't had an opportunity to play and have been sitting out being videotaped. And as a result, hey, the news, everybody knew what was going on. There was no secret, no hidden story behind it. Just let it out that day. We've been sitting on the sideline due to due to his actions. But, you know, it's all been a fun trip. It's been a great thing. You know, I'd love to hear somebody. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. Or you can follow us on Twitter or check us out on our Facebook, PCP Network. Check out our website. Still kind of sort of under construction. Still trying to do a few things. You can check us out. PCPN.info. www.pcpn.info. You know, check us out. Send us an email. We'll get back to you. Have any questions, problems, issues, or anything that come up, we definitely will get back to you. And love to share what information that we have and our experiences with you. And we also connect you with others in the network as well that probably have had some similar experiences. If, you know, I'm unaware and unfamiliar with your particular situation, I'm quite sure I can find someone in the network that be more than willing to share their experiences with you as well. But, you know, moving on to what I initially was talking about, just talking about, you know, the pre-draft issue. And here we are today at a day before the eve of the NBA draft. And it appears that his name will be called tomorrow evening during the draft. You know, again, wonderful opportunity, wonderful time for all. But I think he finally realized that it's not all about the limelight. You know, it's all about, you know, you've reached this accomplishment and now there's more to go, you know, because initially when we found out that he was going to be, you know, possible drafty. Then I said, well, you know, what you want to do? You want to go to the draft? What you want to do? I said, nah, down, sit at home, have a few friends, you know, come out and just chill. You know, we all watch the draft together and, you know, not like it's a big old party or anything, but we all watch the draft together and go from there. I said, okay, so that's a good thing. To me, that was a sign of maturity. You know, that's not something that I see all the time. So it's been a real fun ride and definitely have been an experience for me and as well for him, you know, all the way down to the, you know, basically about a month of traveling back and forth. But, you know, he had an opportunity to work out in front of about 17 different teams and the NBA Combine and, you know, being poked and prodded. Now, check the Washington Post today's article on, you know, how he said he's been poked and prodded, you know, by the various team doctors to make sure that his body was in good physical health. All these things have been so interesting for him. But anyway, glad you had a chance to check out the show. Again, if you want to reach out to us, you can reach us at 646-929-2416 or send us an email at pcphr@aol.com, pcphr@aol.com. This has been M.H. Scott, the host of the PCP Network on Blog Talk Radio, and it's been fun, it's been real fun. Help us as you work your way through that process. Your way through the recruiting process. All right, Keith, close us out with something, please.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in.